following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon. And so I would encourage you, if you can, to find a Bible. If you have one near you, I realize you may be driving and can't really open a Bible at this time. But if you can, go find your Bible, open it up. We're going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. We talk about these every week, and we send out many of them. We'd love to get one into your hands. Now, first of all, this prayer journal is just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, into a purse or a Bible case or something like that, a place where you can write down prayer requests. You know, the Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. And a place where you can keep a prayer list. I used mine just a day or two ago when there was someone that had fallen ill, and someone called me and said, can you pray for this individual? And I took out my prayer journal. I was able to write their name down and be able to pray for them. But also, you're able to keep track of when God answers prayer. And that's an amazing thing to go back over the years and see how God has answered prayer time and time again. Now, I realize sometimes it takes time, but this little prayer journal will help you keep track and remind you to pray for those individuals and pray for those things that are of concern to you. So the prayer journals are absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us, give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program today. We'd love to know. And so you can write to us in several ways. One is through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a link at the top that says contact us. If you'll click on that and just put the information there, where you're hearing the broadcast and a mailing address, we'll get the prayer journal out to you as quick as we can. Secondly, more and more people just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. That's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can also just simply write to us. And many who write to us like to put in a little check to help out the radio program, and that's fine if you'd like to do that, whatever God lays on your heart. So our mailing address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give this to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a passage of Scripture that is read often. I have heard it read at weddings. I've heard it read at funerals. I have heard it read in many different situations. There's even been several songs written according to the words of this chapter, particularly the first part. So to kind of keep it in context, I want to go ahead and read all the way down through about verse 12 or 13. And then we're going to come back and take a particular closer look at verse 7. So as we read through this, if you're following along, kind of in your mind, highlight verse 7, because we're going to come back to that. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. And here's verse 7, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the word that God maketh from the beginning to the end. He says he's made everything beautiful in his time. And what a beautiful passage of scripture this is. But what I really want to do is go back and look at verse 7. There are actually two things here. First of all, it says a time to rend and a time to sow. To rend simply means to tear, a time to tear. When I read that, I think about in this area where we work are the Seminole Indians, and they are known for their clothing, for the beautiful patchwork. I have several jackets and vests, even a couple of shirts that have this patchwork in it. And back in the day when they were making these, they did not cut them with scissors. Today, when a woman is making a dress, or a man for that matter, when someone is making a dress, they'll take scissors and they'll cut out the pattern. Well, the Seminoles, what they would do is they would tear the cloth. They did not have scissors. And so they found it was quicker and easier just to tear the cloth. It would tear in a straight line exactly what they needed, and then they would be able to sew it together. So there was a time to rend, a time to tear, and a time to sew. But the next is what I really want us to focus on. He said there is a time to keep silence and a time to speak. We live in such a noisy world. I'll tell you, we live out here in the Everglades, and out here, most of the time, it's fairly quiet. But boy, I'll tell you, sometimes the motorcycles come through, and the ATVs come through, the trucks come through, and it starts getting noisy around here. And I'm sure if you live in town, it's noisy there as well. I remember we used to live about two blocks off of a highway, and at night, I could hear the cars going down that highway. And I would encourage you to do this sometime. And maybe you have done this, maybe at night or maybe early in the morning, to just sit in silence and see what you can hear. To just listen for a few moments. And maybe you'll hear maybe the refrigerator or air conditioner or things like that in your house running. But get somewhere where you can just listen and you'll hear the birds. And of course, in town, you're going to hear the traffic. And just listen and observe to see what you listen to. Now, you know, it's a funny thing because it's hard for us. And it seems like more so with the onslaught we have of the internet and all the social media and things going, TV running all the time. It's hard to just sit in silence. You know, I've been in people's homes where they have the TV running constantly, by the way. 24/7 they have the TV on when they walk in the house, or maybe they don't even turn it off when they leave, and it just runs constantly all the time, and there's that noise going on. Yeah, even sitting around a group of people and sitting maybe somewhere in silence, it always seems so awkward that at some point somebody has to say something. Maybe they'll talk about the weather, or maybe they'll talk about sports, or maybe they'll talk about current events, or maybe about what's going on, you know, why they're there in that place. But, you know, it seems so strange sometimes to have that awkward moment of silence. There has to be noise, and there is a time, okay? We don't want to ignore that. The verse here says that there's a time to keep silence and a time to speak. You know, sometimes driving in the car, my wife and I will turn off the radio and we'll turn off whatever is going on and we'll just sit in silence. We're not mad at each other. We just kind of enjoy the silence of the car and just enjoy that. And I'll tell you what, I hate going to the restaurants where the music is so loud you can't even talk to each other. And some restaurants are just noisy, and some of those restaurants, as we get older especially, we don't go into those because they're so loud. And just so much noise going on, it's even hard to enjoy your meal. You know, somebody has said that that silence is golden. I think about that song we used to hear back in the 60s by Simon Garfunkel about the sound of silence. I'll tell you what, sometimes it's nice to just sit in the quiet. There's a place here on our property. We call it our prayer path. It's out kind of on the back of our property where we carved out a path that goes back into the woods. And back at the end of that path, not at the end, but about as far out as you can go, it kind of makes a big circle. We have a bench there and a picnic table, and sometimes I like to just go back there and just sit in silence to get away from the busyness and the noise of the world and everything that's going on, and just sit in the sounds of nature and just listen. You know, as I read the scripture, and as you go through the scripture, you'll find a number of times that the Bible says that we ought to be silent. You know, it's a funny thing. We try to teach our children how to talk when they're young. We try to teach them to say words and maybe put together sentences. We'll say, use your voice, you know, use your words. And then later when we grow up, we tell them to be quiet. Well, there is a time to speak. But there is also a time, and a number of times I found in Scripture, that we ought to be quiet. And we ought to sit still and get away from all of the noise as much as we can. Maybe there's a park nearby, or maybe a lake nearby, or maybe someplace where you can go and get away and just sit in silence. And I'll tell you what you'll find happening. You know, as you sit there in silence, you'll soon find yourself talking to the Lord. You know, he said, be still and know that I am God. And sometime in that silence, as our mind begins to calm down a little bit and maybe our anxieties begin to assuage a little bit or calm down, we find that peace in our heart that Jesus said, remember, passes all understanding. We can just take a few moments and just, first of all, just be quiet. But of course, your mind is going to begin to work. And soon you may find yourself praying in the presence of God. That's our first one I wanted to talk about. And we're not going to have time to finish it all today. We'll pick up with this next week. But one of those places I think we ought to be silent is in the presence of God. In Habakkuk 2:20, the Bible says, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Another verse, Zechariah 2:13 says, be silent, O all flesh. The Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. And sometimes we are just silence in the presence of God. In those few moments when we're away from the distractions and away from the things that are going on, and to have those few moments and just, you know, sometimes we think we come into the presence of God, we just got to start talking. And we just start going. You know, growing up, I thought there were two rules to pray. When I would hear people particularly pray at church, there were always two rules. One of those rules was that you had to talk fast. Now just slow down. Slow down. The second rule I thought was that you had to somehow pray in King James English, that that's what God understood. Listen, God listens to your heart. And sometimes it's important that we find those places where we can get away in God's presence and just sit in silence and glorify him.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
I try to hide my face from your sight. That's when you call.